In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
We're delighted that you're tuned in. Perhaps you're just getting up, or you're on your way to work, or getting ready for school. And we're delighted that you tuned in to our broadcast and for the devotional time that you can have with the Lord on this morning. Again, this is coming from Brookside Baptist Church, and we are located at 4470 Pilgrim Road, about half a mile north of Capitol Drive. So we're easy to get to, and if you don't have a church home, we'd invite you to consider visiting out here and getting to know the good folks, getting to know the faces behind the voices that you've been listening to in your car or in your kitchen or wherever you're happening to listen to the broadcast this morning. And again, we want to remind you of some of the things that are happening. The best place to find out what's happening is to go to our website, www.brooksidebc.org, and you can see what's happening for adults, teens, and also children. So this is a family-oriented church, and we have, did I say seniors? We have things for seniors as well. So we encourage you to check out our website, see what's happening. Of course, the Lord's Day services on Sunday, 9 o'clock, 10:15, and 6 p.m. And I might also add that this week is, this Saturday being the first Saturday of May, will be the men's breakfast. Again, Saturday at 7:30. This is going to be the final one. We're going to take a break throughout the summer, so we encourage you to come. Hear a stirring message, eat a hearty breakfast, but we'll be hearing from Pastor Ken as he speaks on Psalm 133, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And we've been working through these several mornings for several weeks. The book of Joshua, and we're in the last chapter and the last part of it, Joshua chapter 24. So if you want to get your Bibles, or just listen in as Pastor Ken begins this message beginning in verse 25.
Thank you, Pastor Wade. And I remember my dad used to always tell me repetition is the greatest aid to learning. And we have spent, several broadcasts now in Joshua chapter 24. I think it's a critical passage because of the choices we make. We're going to make choices all the time. But I would remind you, when it comes to eternity, there's only two choices, heaven or hell. And friend, if you're listening to the broadcast today and you aren't 100% sure that you would live with God when you die, now or even in 5 years from now, then we want you to know that the Bible was written so that you could know that you have eternal life. So as we finish up with Joshua chapter 24, remember the first 12 verses, he's given them some history. History is always good. We learn from history. And then in verses 14 through verse 24, he talks about the present, that they're in the present situation, the present time. And he's challenging them to make the wise choice of putting away the gods on the other side of the river, to put away the gods right now, in the land of Canaan and where the Amalekites live. And he's saying, no, you serve the Lord. And then he makes that statement, speaking for himself and then his family, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And he's going to close out with, and remember, the people were like, okay, we're going to fear the Lord. And boy, he comes back and he says, no, but God's holy and he's just, and you need to be serious about this. And they come back again in verse 21. They say, we'll serve the Lord. And then 22, he's given them the inquiry, well, then you're witnesses. And Israel acknowledged that. And then Joshua gives them a demand again. Put away the gods and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. I can only think, Pastor Wade, he is seeing right through what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I'm hearing or I'm seeing what you really are wanting to serve. And friends, you're going to make a choice whom you're going to serve.
And you know, a decision is just a decision for the moment. We've got to make that decision every day so it becomes a habit and it becomes natural and becomes part of our life. Simply making a decision about who we're going to serve on one day doesn't always stick. So he made it stick. He lived the life. and he saw the blessing, but he saw it perhaps through the people that perhaps they were just simply making a decision in the tension of the moment.
And let me just say, so that's a great point, Pastor Wade, because our life can crawl off the altar. You know, I can say, Father, today I sacrifice my life. My life is totally yours. But I'll tell you, the next day I might have my own agenda planned. All right. And so Joshua is really putting this to the people. And then they recommit in verse 24, we're going to serve God. And so now he's going to look to the future, emphasizing this commitment to God. And so, Pastor Wade, why don't you read verses 25 through 28 for us?
So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And then Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to the people, behold, this stone shall be witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance.
And so he makes this covenant with them. All right, this is going to be a lasting agreement here. And he wrote them in the book of the law of God, this is a written witness for you in the decision you're making today. And then he's going to set up a memorial. That's going to be a silent witness. And he set a large stone under the oak tree. And archaeological digs at Shechem have identified a large pillar that matches this description. Let me just say, when Pastor Wade, when I start looking at those archaeological digs, you go over to Israel, and there's a lot of archaeological digs to prove the truth of the Bible. And friends, we're going to have a trip over to Israel, Lord willing, if the Lord tarries, in 2025. It'll be the end of February, and you can contact the church to get more information on that. But you talk about bringing the Bible into living color. It's when you step off that plane right there in Israel and you walk where the Lord Jesus walked. But this memorial, this silent witness, in other words, this is going to be a pillar here, and it's going to be there for you to remember. It's almost like a grave marker over your daddy's grave or your mama's grave. It will be like the contract signed for the sale of a car. In other words, this silent witness is going to hold our feet to the fire. Remember, commitment, it strengthens us. It strengthens that resolve. And maybe today, as you're heading off to work or getting ready to start your morning, you're making that commitment. Father, today I do want to serve you. Maybe today you're saying, oh, I need to turn some idols and some things that have been first place in my life. They've been above the Lord. I want the Lord to have first place. I'm not saying that won't be a struggle. No one will ever have victory in his journey of faith without a struggle. Without a fight, this conflict is still going to rage. It was John Chrysostom, a courageous Syrian pastor in the 5th century AD, who eventually was martyred for his faith, who said, you are but a poor soldier of Christ if you think you can overcome without fighting, and suppose you can have the crown without the conflict. You know, we don't like that song, Am I a Soldier of the Cross, very often. Yet if we eliminate the militant side of the Christian faith, we must abandon the cross. The cross, my friend, was where the real battle was raged and won. Satan knew he was defeated because at the cross he was doomed. We do not live in a day of neutrality. We live in a day of decision. You have a choice, and I have a choice to make, because we're all in battles. You who have children know about the fight. Those of you who have standards different from others know what I'm talking about. The Christian life is a fight. A nation in crisis is now becoming a nation at ease. And Joshua is concerned, and Israel commits, right here with Joshua, we're going to serve the Lord. Like Joshua, any Christian who wishes to be of any help to this sinful world must be one who continues to choose to serve the Lord right here and right now and it's today. Mm-hmm. Let us say, as we face the choices in this life, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Well, I remember when we were in Joshua, Pastor Wade, years ago, that we spent almost an entire year, almost 30-some messages in the book of Joshua. Mm-hmm. And so as we close out our study of Joshua, I'd just like to give you a couple principles that I hope you'll take with you there at the house or possibly even at your job. And the first would be that choose today to serve and to live with the fear that God is with you 24/7. It's going to be the greatest choice you've ever made. You'll never regret putting Christ first in your life. Jesus said it so well, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Joshua made the choice. And I'm sure, friends, if Joshua was here in the studio, he said he would tell us he ended his life with no regrets. I think that's one of the saddest scenarios when someone is on their deathbed. They're living with regrets. Don't live with regrets. And secondly, be alert to the truth that God is holy. God will deal with sin. And believer, don't think you can sin and get away with it. You're not fooling God. I agree with Warren Wiersbe's assessment of the church today. He said the greatest need is for God's people to see how much they're missing by wandering in unbelief or by living on the borderline of the blessing, and today need to claim God's promises and enter into their spiritual inheritance that is provided to us through Jesus Christ. Oh, so often we're a defeated people because we failed to trust God who can lead us on to victory. Too many of us are like Achan, stealing from God when we ought to be like Caleb, serving God and claiming the mountains and overcoming the giants. And all of this reminds us that God will hold you and me, people who have had an unparalleled and in some ways unprecedented privileges, responsible for greater performance in ministry. In other words, what did you do with your life? Perhaps a fitting life application would be a paraphrase of the famous Miranda warning. You have the right to unquestioned obedience. Any statement you may and probably will be used in evidence either for or against the cause of Jesus Christ. You have the right to have the Holy Spirit present to advise your leadership decisions. And if you choose not to carry out ministry on the Master's terms, you have the right to bail out at any time. Friends, may we be resolute, courageous, and may we be faithful to the end, just like the example Joshua was to these people. And the example Joshua is to us. And fathers, may our families follow our lead. Just as Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Thank you for being with us through our study of Joshua. You might be asking, well, what are you going to pick up next? Well, we're going to follow it with the book of Judges, because it really goes hand in hand together of what took place there with these people who made this great commitment that they would serve God. Have a great day, and may the Lord bless you.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer, or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.